Another interesting aspect of the Patterns of Care survey related to the use of adjuvant chemotherapy, and specifically the emerging use of the Oncotype DX assay to select patients for this treatment. I met with Dr. Ravden to discuss this issue, and he began by commenting on a survey question that suggested that many surgeons believe too much chemotherapy is currently being utilized in the adjuvant setting.
In many ways, the surgeons are right in that there's a lot more chemotherapy that's being used than is actually benefiting patients. And you know, medical oncologists, driven in part by the guidelines and by their own experience, are actually treating broad categories of patients at increasingly low risk who are, in fact, most of whom have been cured surgically. And so a lot of people are getting chemotherapy that has no possibility of causing them benefit.
Now, another thing that we saw in the survey, it was very interesting, and you know, one of the initial testers, a surgeon who took our survey just to make sure, you know, we do this usually for a few people just to make sure the questions are worded correctly. You know, we ask them for their qualitative impression, and the surgeon writes a note saying, you're going to be very disappointed about what you see because the questions that you're asking, the level of complexity in terms of the systemic therapy questions, most surgeons are not going to be able to answer. He said he was in a rural setting, and you know, he just looks to the oncologist. And that's really not what we found here. What we found is that more than half, maybe three quarters of these people seem to be pretty comfortable with a lot of these systemic issues. Does that surprise you, or you think that's what you're seeing in your own situation?
Actually, that doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't surprise me because the NSABP has long championed adjuvant chemotherapy. In fact, the first adjuvant chemotherapy trials were done by the NSABP as cooperative trials in this country. And I think that's brought to the attention of a lot of surgical oncologists what these regimens and have familiarized them with their use.
I think also, you know, Bernie Fisher had such a profound effect on the thinking about this disease. And he always said, you know, this is a systemic disease. The key to whether these people live or die is not going to be what kind of surgery you do. And so I think he really pushed surgeons to understand these issues.
Yeah, I think that like the great kind of dynamic tension in surgery is in breast cancer is whether or not it's a local disease versus a systemic disease. And I think it's partly both, actually.